So here we are. Welcome.
Episode 6
of Hello Dysfunction
with Patafria
and Crystal Barbie. We are a podcast that sheds humor on real life situations.
Shit. Yeah, for sure. That's how we deal with trauma.
We add humor and it becomes bearable.
That's really the truth, though.
It is. I have a headache, and so I'm smoking a weed pen with CBD, and I'm drinking caffeine, and as far as our snacks today...
We're just eating a gas station salad.
That was $11. It's like
five... Oh, that was so gross.
Some of it is kind of sketch, but what do you expect?
So if we die tomorrow, you know how we died.
Like, this cauliflower, it looks dirty.
It's tinged.
I can't tell why it looks dirty. Like, did they not scrub it?
The kidney beans are good, though. Yeah. And the cucumber is all right. It's a little flimsy.
It's hit or miss.
The peppercinis are good, though.
Some items are good. Some are a little shady.
The olives are good.
Yeah.
I'm eating it right now.
That's your ASMR for this week.
All right. And we have our usual peanut butter.
Yes.
Rice Krispie treat.
So... this week, we're going to start off Halloween past. We posted a photo of us together in matching costumes back in the day in high school. And we were bags of jelly beans. So if you follow the Hello Dysfunction Instagram, which you all should by now, you'll see the photo. And there's a story that goes with it that we wanted to share for this week.
I need to add that we were... at a continuation high school.
We weren't at real high school.
We were at the bad kids school.
We were at the reject high school. It's essentially adult daycare.
Pretty much, that's
you
what it was.
You go until noon and you fucking get in fights. You cuss at people. The teachers are fed the fuck up. They don't even try.
Mr. Parker did.
I don't even remember him.
Did you know
him,
he died? The black man?
I don't remember him.
He taught history?
Mm-mm.
Mr. Parker, he was hella
cool. I just remember the Mormon lady that
Miss
did
Nagel.
Art. She was a sweetheart.
Mr. Kautz hated us because we came in with McDonald's from Nona every morning, remember?
Every fucking morning, sausage biscuit.
And he would be so mad.
Because we were late with McDonald's.
And then with McDonald's.
Yeah.
He was not happy.
They had a security guard that I wasn't fond of.
Alicia.
She tried to be hella cool, hella down. You know, there's always at school, like, the younger adult
hip
security
one.
Guard that tries to be, like, down
cool
with the students and shit. And I wasn't having it. And, yeah, we only went there for a little while. I think I got kicked out pretty quick.
1 year. We went there 1 year.
Yeah.
And then I went back. I went to Sigma.
Another continuation. You moved to a new continuation school that's on a real school's campus.
Right.
And then I think I just did independent study at that point after that because they kicked me out.
I went to Omega.
I went to Omega before that, I thought.
Maybe.
I went to a lot of continuations.
We didn't have any issues, though. We weren't bad kids. We really weren't.
Which leads to this story.
So.
We spent a lot of time crafting, making this costume ourselves.
Yes.
This wasn't a purchased costume. This was a handmade.
We blew the balloons up individually. We put the little ribbon through the large clear plastic bag that we wore
that
over
we put
us.
On our body.
We put our hair in pigtails. We just thought we were so adorable.
We wore matching sweats and tennis shoes and t-shirts. So we put a lot of effort. We thought
really
we were really
did.
Cute.
We did. We went to school. We got a lot of compliments. And it
only lasted about an hour.
Yeah. We were in Mr. Kautz's class. I'm not going to say the name of the guy. But we were in Mr. Kautz's class and...
everybody was like, oh my God, what are y'all? Jelly beans.
And I think the boy said something smart.
Of course.
Maria ran her mouth immediately. Probably called him a bitch or a punk, one of the two. And
for sure. Without a doubt.
He was like, I'm not afraid to hit a bitch or something. And you mouthed off right back to him like, I don't give a fuck. I'm not no punk. Woody woomp woomp. And... they both jumped up and started fucking fist fighting in the middle of class. Maria and this dude that was like twice her size, I mean, outweighed her by a good 85 pounds, a good 6 inches taller.
And that didn't mean shit.
Nothing. And all you heard was pop, 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 pop. It sounded like a fucking drive-by because every punch, the balloons were popping, popping, popping.
At one point, I'm pretty sure he slammed me because I remember falling and feeling cushion of balloons underneath me
that
broke my fall. And they were just, it sounded like a drive-by. Like, if people didn't know what was going on, they would have, like, hit the decks.
Dude, it was like pop, 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 pop. So, there was only one bag of jelly beans when it was time for Nona to pick us up from school.
Did they make me go home or did they let me stay? Because I feel like that school was fucked up enough that I probably could have stayed.
It was so fucked up that when there was a fight in one class, there was only like 4 or 5 classes. When there was a fight in one class, everybody left the other classes
to
and
come
ran
watch.
To the room with the fight because you could hear it because they were so close together.
Yes.
And they probably did. I don't know. I don't even know what happened to the dude. I mean, I don't even know if he got in trouble because he...
I can't
remember. He threw the first... I think he threw the first punch, honestly.
He might have.
And he's a piece of shit anyways, even to this day. In his real life.
Yeah,
he's a fucking
is.
Loser, so... Whatever. But that was a really funny story, the way the balloons were like, pop, 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 pop. Really sound like a fucking drive-by.
Yeah. That's hella funny.
That was a very memorable Halloween. Maria ruined our costumes.
I didn't.
She ruined our twin day.
Yeah, that was fucked up. I was mad about that. I just remember ripping it off like fucking He-Man
after
I realized that the balloons were popped. I remember grabbing it with 2 hands and tearing it like I was tearing my shirt off like fucking a wrestler. And I still had the ribbon tied around my neck. And I was like get this
choker.
Shit. It was like a bow ribbon with plastic around my neck. And I was like, get this shit the fuck off of my neck.
Like a
but
choker.
I tore the rest off with hella strength. Like...
It was really funny.
Yeah, it's a funny story.
I wish we had cell phones. Sometimes I wish we had cell phones back then, and sometimes I'm like, thank God we don't have cell phones.
I wish we did, because we would have got video.
That
would have
went viral for sure, because that was some funny shit. Yeah. That was a good story.
So happy Halloween. That was a good Halloween story.
What did you do? I didn't do anything.
Halloween was the closing of the Dark Creature art show that I had a piece in. In Berkeley at the Somewhere Else to Go Gallery.
You wore the sexy outfit.
So I wore a lace hooded outfit that was see-through. And I was able to make it for a little while at that for the closing. I didn't stay for very long, but I was glad I got to get out for that. They had like a lot
really
of people.
Good.
Thank you. They had a lot of people dressed up and it's a very cool space. It's in Berkeley.
It's super
it's at
cool.
1212 San Pablo Avenue. It's basically the border of Albany and Berkeley. But whenever they have a show, like it's a different theme. And the main artist, she just like converts the whole fucking gallery.
She does an amazing job.
Yeah, every time. It's amazing. It's like crazy. This time... it was actually featured in the East Bay Express. It made the
was
cover.
It?
Mm-hmm. It made the cover.
It was decorated so well. It looked like a cave.
Yeah, yeah.
She did a really
the
good job.
The ceiling to the floor. Like, she just converts the whole fucking thing. So it was really nice.
Definitely very talented, for sure.
And all the artists had really great pieces. It was just, like, a creepy kind of, like, cave, creepy monster kind of theme. And everything was cool. But that's it. Bunny went trick-or-treating with my god sister that night. This was one of the only years that our kids didn't go together.
Did I leave that year?
No, you just pulled that out. Right?
No.
Oh, maybe you must have left it there.
Did I leave? I left it? Okay.
She's,
I was really
she's pointing
out
at
for
a fucking
minute.
E-cigarette.
Like
I thought she pulled it out of her purse. Anyway, yeah, that was one of the first nights that our kids, I mean, the first Halloweens that our kids didn't go together.
Yeah, I didn't even go trick-or-treating.
Yeah, that's sad.
I know.
When they get too old, it's like, really? My kids are too old, but I hope they still come back to it before they're done for good. You know, sometimes like teenagers will do that and dress up again just like for old. Actually, Mona dressed up. I'm tripping. Mona dressed up and was fucking Cruella De Vil.
Was she?
Yeah. You know what? I forgot about that. I need to post her fucking picture. She had like a half blonde head.
How cute.
Yeah, and was like holding a stuffed puppy and shit. It looked a lot like me, but in real life. I was like, you look like I dressed you. She had on fishnets and shit. She actually looked cute. She did dress up. Aww. But I don't think she went anywhere. But hi, Mona. Yeah, she did good. Bunny was weird. She didn't want me to take any photos of her this year. So I snuck a couple before school, but I never posted them. And I don't know. She just didn't want any pictures. So I was like, okay, fine. She was the girl from The Purge, the election one, because there's more than one.
Yeah.
She was the little girl, but the girl that had on like a tutu and a mask and shit and went back with like, I think she had a chainsaw, but something like that. She was her. But yeah, Halloween was cool. What else has been going on? Shows. Went to Debbie's show. I think I talked about that last week. She had some more in the Bay this last weekend, but I didn't get to make it to those. It's been kind of a low-key week. Not too much going on. What about you?
Nothing.
How's your dad?
Billy.
I would like him to come in here, so I don't know if I need to pick him up myself Monday, and I tell you we got to drive separate, and you just get here, and he's here.
I'll fucking kill you.
I would be fucking thrilled. He can sit by me.
I'll try and drag him out one time.
Yeah, he's funny.
I didn't do anything.
Yeah, it's been chill. I haven't had the best last few days, so I'm kind of out of it, but
yeah,
I still like Mondays.
I still like Mondays. I love Mondays.
I do.
I've had a lot of people message me and tell me that they like Mondays now, too.
Because of us or just because?
No, because of us.
Aw, that's nice.
Right? Because Tuesday morning.
So, I have a few topics.
Ditto.
Let me see. So, the other day, I was watching, what the fuck was it on? I don't think it was on Vice. It might have been, though. And it was a whole segment about the advancement of sex dolls. And for, like, $6,000, between, like, $6,000 and $20,000, you can get all these fucking features and voices and all kind of shit. And their body parts look hella good. And they're, like, you know, that soft, movable latex. They're fuckable. They're totally fuckable. But I was shocked. And I was like, this is crazy. It was a lot of women. I wish they would make men ones because I would definitely fuck one. we fuck toys anyway. You know what I'm saying? Like, we fuck around. I feel like we fuck around with toys more than men do.
Would you mouth kiss it?
Hell yeah. And close my eyes and put my tongue in its plastic mouth. And put your
hand on his cheek while you're doing
it? Put my hand in his plastic hair.
Caress
in
it?
On his neck. Yes. Fuck
slam
yes.
Slam his head near vagina.
Yes. I would do all that.
Can you get it with the tongue that goes...
Yes. You could... I mean, well, I'm making up one about a man, but...
I know.
They only had... The women ones, though, their mouths open and shit.
Does the tongue move?
I think so.
I'm sure for $20,000, I would hope it fucking moves.
I would think so. Yeah, they're pretty advanced.
I would hope
now.
Its butthole contracts for $20,000.
Tightens on you for your twenty. No, but I'm saying, like, why wouldn't they make men ones? I'm sure there's like rich ladies that would like be down with that. You know what I'm saying? We already have dildos galore for men and
we
women.
Ones
but
with suction cups where you can suction cup them onto the wall so
exactly.
you can, like, back it
Why
up on the
I
wall.
Why wouldn't I want a whole body man? Like, did you ever see that Black Mirror episode where she ordered a man and he came and, like, you download your text and, you know, it took on his personality?
It was her dead husband.
Yes, that was a good-ass episode.
Yes.
And I would be down.
Mark,
I would fucking do that.
This is what I'm going to do.
And it's so smart. Like, you could download your emails and your text messages so that way it, like, gets his humor. And you know what I'm saying? His verbiage, like, the way that they talk to each other.
I loved
everything.
That episode.
It was a you know, I miss all of those. That's, like,
I
my
that
favorite
show.
Fucking show.
Yeah, you binged that hella
fast. I did. I'm going to actually get back to it and watch them all over again because that's how
that
much
show.
I love them.
I loved Black Mirror.
But so I was watching it, right? And there was this one dude. He was living his best fucking life. He was an old white man. Excuse me. The first question I had was, why doesn't he's spending all these thousands per doll, right? Why don't you just get a mail order bride? Because at that point, you can fucking have a companion.
Because he doesn't want to have to give his money away.
Or, like, deal with real human interaction.
Emotions.
Yeah, all that. But he had a house full. Okay, and when I say he had multiple...
He had a stable.
Yes. just orgy every day. And so, you know, he was thrilled and he was sharing, which, you know, he had outfits for the different ones.
He's made up personalities.
You know what was
them.
Crazy is one of them had hella chipped nail polish. And I'm thinking, what are you doing with her fingers? Putting are you biting her fingers or are you putting them in your butt? Like something is going on, right? So,
why are
anyway,
you
he
your
had
manicure?
All of these and, you know, I know he probably just was living his best life every day. But, you know, that's your choice. I mean, you're not hurting anybody, right? But then they showed the other side, and it was this woman hella complaining, and she was talking about how perverted and disgusting. Why do you give a fuck?
Why do you like, care what somebody else
why
is doing?
Why do you fucking care? She was talking about, like, you know, all this sin was behind. She was
Are you
going to
go
weird.
Fuck him when he
That's
needs
That's what
fucked?
I'm saying.
Like,
why?
Shut up, Cheryl.
When he needs
the fuck.
Is that what you just
yes,
said?
Yes, when he needs fucked. Are you going to volunteer, Cheryl?
Cheryl, she was bitter. She was acting like there was a shortage of men.
It's like, you know, I feel like that. I feel that way with everything in life, though, with anything people choose to do, who they choose to sleep with. Fucking,
right.
Why do you care?
I don't give a fuck.
Doesn't
if you
affect you.
Fuck a doorknob every day and you fall in love and you want to declare
your fucking
love to an appliance.
The man
or anything.
That was in love with this fucking Volkswagen Beetle. I don't care.
Yeah. Why do you give a fuck
Rub your
what
dick
anybody,
on it all day.
Yes.
I
in
don't
the
care.
Exhaust pipe. That's actually a thing too, is car sex. That's
I know.
A thing. But it was a very interesting episode. Now that the more I think about it, I think it was on Vice. But it was very interesting, and it brought up the question, like, why is there not a man model? Because for the price of, like, a Honda, a modest Honda, I could have
like a Tesla.
I could have a husband, and, you know, it should be an option for everyone.
Right.
So that. Oh, and then, okay, so the person I was watching this with, we ended up getting kind of weird, and I was like, well, you know, fuck whoever this interviewer is, this journalist or whatever, because she should be, like, making them fuck it. First of all,
you
she should
what?
Fuck it. Well, no, listen. Hear me out. So
she
first
should
of
fuck
all,
it on camera
first
for
First of
me.
All, she should fuck it so that she has an educated view on what she's reporting,
so
right?
Much.
This is why I should get into journalism, because I would
so
actually—
you can fuck it.
So I could be involved one-on-one and have an informed decision and view, right? So fuck her for not fucking it, first of all. Also, I wanted to see, like, that old white man, I would have asked him to fuck it. I would have blurted
it
out.
Let me see how you fuck it, Bert.
Show me what you do. Like, let me see how do you, like,
Bert,
warm her up.
What's your favorite way to bang her?
Do you finger her first? Like,
do you mouth kiss her, Bert?
Yeah, I guarantee there's, like, making out.
Do you
know?
Eat her ass, Bert?
Yes. So I wanted, you know, I would have asked also to see all that. She was at the manufacturer and shit, so there's no reason she didn't test drive. I don't get that.
Let me take this model into the bathroom.
I'm gonna,
real quick.
Yeah, and then I'm gonna let you guys know what I think. I'm gonna
I'm
give
just
you
gonna
some
bring it back with dried snail trails on it
and be hella sweaty. That would be me. But
your eyeliner would be running down your face.
I'm done, you guys. I'll take this.
Smell
one.
It. Smell. Smell a stick.
Do you have any wipes? I'll clean her up for you. Okay, so, but no, I would want to see, right? So I was like, let's search some porn. Let's search if we could find porn with people fucking the dolls. Well, good old Pornhub, you can count on them for everything. There is videos. This is going to go off into something else. There's videos of men fucking the dolls, right?
Yeah.
But they're hella bootsy because they're not making out with them and shit either. And
they're
like,
just like
and warming them up.
To
they're
it.
Just like playing with the titties, hella awkward, you know, squeezing them a little bit, hella awkward. And then they just
like they
shove
do with
the
real
dick
women.
In. Right.
That's
yeah.
not.
It's hella robotic and not passionate. Like, you need to act like you love her.
You need to spit on that motherfucker.
You do.
Choke her a little
there
bit.
There was no sucking her tits. There was no, like, you know, get into it. If you're going to, especially
Smack
if you're
her in
filming.
The face. It's a doll.
Pull her hair. You know what I'm saying?
Choke her as you spit in her mouth.
Right. Why are you not
doing
going
these.
For it? So we watched like four or five of them.
And
okay?
They were all just hella vanilla like
it
that?
It was hella dumb. One, like from the back, or missionary. It was weak. It was hella
He was
weak.
Like, ride me, Darla. And
yeah.
bouncing her.
Yes. She was like, I was just
She
hella.
Fell off and snapped his dick.
I was hella frustrated because I was thinking, like, how many loads has gone into this doll? You know, men aren't, you know, are you really going to clean it?
Are you cleaning her out?
Is there a liner you can pull out of it
A bottle brush, bitch. A bottle brush that you clean out baby bottles.
Are you doing that with Dawn every time you have sex with her?
Are you putting her in the washing machine?
Are you using Joy dishwashing liquid, Palmolive?
Are you putting the shower head up there?
Are you? Because you need to be.
What the fuck?
Otherwise, it's just like...
It's a dried cave of splooge. That's fucking...
Could you imagine? That would probably hurt after a while.
Oh, my... It, fuck just it. It cuts it his dick.
See? So I'm like... But, okay, here's where it gets creepy. So we're watching these videos. I'm like, weak, next. Then we get to some bitch, and they look like children.
What?
And when I say they look like children, I don't mean they're just miniature, petite.
They're children dolls.
I mean they're children. They have on Minnie Mouse panties. They have on, okay? So follow me. I'm not going to say I like this.
Trigger warning.
Trigger warning. You look worried like I'm going to say I like it.
No, bitch. I know you don't like it. I don't we've like established it. That right. In episode 2.
All right. I don't like it. But, okay, so now the question was posed. Is that okay for sex offenders to get off? Is that acceptable? Because they're not interacting with the child, or is that encouraging their behavior and their impulses or whatever? So me and the person kind of had to talk about that too. Like, well, what do you think? And my personal opinion, I said, I don't like the idea because I think it's giving into that.
I don't like the idea because there's no way to guarantee that they're not doing it to real children.
Yeah.
You know, if... Let's just say, for instance, if there was some way to guarantee, air quotes, that they weren't doing it to real children, I think I would be more accepting of it. But the fact that there's no fucking way to guarantee, that's hella gross.
It is. And so what I said was, for my opinion, castration is the answer.
Absolutely.
Always. And so
or a bullet to the fucking forehead. Yeah. That's just how I feel about pedophiles.
Yeah.
There's no place for them. There's no fucking place. That's where I draw the line at being inclusive.
Right. And you shouldn't get an alternative to satisfy those urges to me.
That's gross.
Yeah. You can tell a lot of these videos, though, were like in foreign places and shit. You know, you could just kind of tell.
Yeah.
A few of them, it looked like that. And I was thinking, I don't think there's any manufacturers here that would be making those, you know? But you never know. I don't know. Dark web and all that shit, you never fucking know. But Pornhub has that on their fucking website. And
why do they have that?
Good question. It just started, and it's mixed in.
That kind of borderlines with child pornography, right? I mean, it's a doll child. It's a fucking child.
Yeah. So, you know, it started out looking for, like, sex doll.
What the fuck is wrong with you guys?
Yeah, we need a representative to contact us, please, for a comment.
That's fucking gross.
It is. So, there's a story from me. What else?
God damn.
You look phased. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to, like...
No, it grosses me. I'm bothered by the fact that Pornhub has it on there, you know? Like, why do you have... I feel like that's...
I didn't think it would be, because, you know, like, bestiality and shit ain't gonna be on there, right? Or is it?
I don't know. I've never looked for it.
Anytime I've watched bestiality, it's been on some fucking... underground.
Hidden fucking...
Yeah, like, I had to dig for it on, like, some underground ass.
I had to dig for that horse dick. Fuck.
But I have. I've watched many bestiality fucking films.
I've seen one, and I was so traumatized. I fucking...
My mind was just blown. It's, you know, I just watched it because I was like, holy shit. Like,
the
is
girl
this real?
At a
like,
horse come on her face, I've seen puked women in my mouth.
Women and men get fucked by horses.
Have you seen how big a horse penis is? Like, how are you...
You're taking all of it. I've seen a man
now you
eat
need
a
stitches.
Horse's pussy. And I sent that video to a few people, so I know I have it in my phone if you ever want to see.
No, I feel like that's animal abuse. Like, why are they doing that?
Yeah, I don't know.
The horse didn't fucking give you consent, you bitch.
Yeah, and I don't know if they enjoyed it or what.
No.
It's so weird. It's so weird. It's a weird world.
I hate humans.
Yeah.
I fucking hate humans.
I hate this planet, and I hate people. Like, every day I'm more disappointed lately, and it's hard. It's been hard for me to stay positive about a lot of shit because I just feel like I've been let down so much lately, and it's affecting me a lot lately, but I'm just – nothing shocks me anymore. No. Nothing.
It grosses me out, but I'm not like, oh my God.
I'm not phased like I should be.
No.
No, I'm not.
We're kind of desensitized.
Yeah. Ain't no kinda. Uh-oh. This has happened before.
All the time. 555.
It's 555, you guys. Yeah, let's... Oh, you got a lot of shit written down. I just was going to go into lies, but I don't really want to go into that. I kind of...
Lies?
Feel, yeah, lies. Not a specific lie, but I had a topic to discuss lies. Right. And just how much work they are and how I'm just not down for it.
We can talk about that. Let's talk about lies. Let's talk about...
So the thing...
How do you have the energy to... Okay, so I'm going to start with myself. Me personally in my life, this is one of the reasons that my marriage works so well is we don't lie. We don't lie about anything. Even if I know it's going to get on Mark's nerves, even if I know my husband is going to be irritated with me, I don't lie because lying is so much work. You have to remember what lie you told, to whom you told that lie, exactly what you said.
You have to later... be able to remember those lies. That's right. Just not something that my brain is capable of anymore. I don't have the mental capacity to remember what I lied about anymore.
Exactly.
So I'm not going to put myself at risk for that, to bust myself out later because I'm dumb. Like,
no.
I'm not. So I'm not – I don't care that much. You know what I'm saying? Like, whatever it is, the truth is going to be easier to deal with and accept than telling a lie and all the work that comes with it.
And also – I make sure that whatever I do and who I am as a person is always as genuine as I can be. So
I don't want
to be ashamed I don't have to lie. I don't have to lie about anything. If somebody asks me something, even if it's something super personal, 9 times out of 10, I'm telling you the truth. Actually, 10 out of 10, I'm telling you the truth because it's just easier.
And who is really going to, like, check me or whoop me or whatever? Like, you know, the police is one thing. I'm going to lie to them. That's it. That's as far as it goes.
That's as far as it goes.
The judicial system, and that's it. Like, because no one else is going to punish me or, like, what is the real consequence?
What are you going to do? You're going to not like me? Oh,
right.
Well.
Okay. Well, whatever it is I got to lie about, like, that's something – that was a risk I took anyway. You know what I mean? Like, I'm just not going to fucking lie. I don't want to be someone that I complain about. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
And that's – lying is a huge pet peeve for me. And honestly, I look at it as you're stealing the truth from me. You're not giving me the option to accept or deal.
You're presenting a false narrative, and it makes me, if someone is constantly lying, do I even know you?
Right.
Aw, I love
you. It just sucks. It sucks.
It does suck, and people that lie, you fucking suck. If you lie in your relationship, if you lie in your friendships... You fucking suck. Even as a mom, I don't lie to the girls.
I tell Benny, no matter what it is, you will get in more trouble from me for lying.
Yep.
For telling a lie than you will for whatever the fuck it is you did.
100%.
I don't give a fuck if you fucking stole, stabbed somebody. Yep. I don't care what it is. Nope. You're getting beat and in way more trouble and disappointing me way more for the lie.
Way more. I'd rather you tell me you fucking broke the dish and hid it underneath the cupboard than lie about it. Because lying is gross. It's gross. Lying ruins people. Lying contributes to humans.
Yeah,
it fucks
an indication
with you emotionally.
Of what kind of person you are. And I pride myself on having a good reputation for being solid and dependable and very fucking honest. And you know what I mean? And don't get me wrong, when I was younger, I was a pathological fucking liar. So I can speak from both sides. You know what I mean? I lied about ridiculous shit that I didn't even have to lie about.
But I think she did that because she was a lonely kid.
Yeah.
Not because you were a malicious.
Yeah, it wasn't ever with the intent to hurt anyone.
Or to hide anything. I mean, with the exception of your dad, like, he's not my dad, you know. But,
swearing to God.
Right. Yeah. But other than that, your lies were like the lies a child would tell if they're like an only child, you know. So they weren't hurtful lies. Your lies didn't hurt anybody. But if you're telling lies that potentially could hurt somebody, you're a piece of shit person. And I hate when people say, I did it to protect their feelings. No, you did it to protect your ass.
Yeah,
because you
true.
Didn't even give me a fucking chance.
A choice. to deal with whatever it is you're lying about. Yeah.
And I would much rather have somebody tell me the truth and my feelings be hurt than somebody lie to me and have me looking like a fucking fool.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That's very true.
Or have me feel like I look like a fool, or have me feel stupid. Mm-hmm. You know, it's wrong. So if you're out there lying,
knock it off.
Knock it the fuck off and grow up. Grow up, yeah, and give people more credit. Tell, yeah, the truth. It's not fucking hard.
Because it reveals itself no matter what anyway.
Even if it's 10 years, girl, it's exactly coming out.
It is. Did you ever read that article about the fucking married couple and the husband? I swear to God, they're in like their 90s or something, and the husband divorced the wife, uh-huh, because she cheated like 45 years ago.
Yep.
And he was like, you know what, bitch? Who are you?
Who are you?
I thought I fucking knew you all this time. Who are you? We're done.
And
it's over.
Yeah, they had been married for fucking like 60-something years, and he was like, nah, bitch, bye. She cheated in like 1949.
Right.
He was like, nah.
And he was like, well, it came out, so we're fucking
and
done.
And I feel him, though. I would feel like that. I would feel like, fuck you.
Yeah. Lying just fucking sucks. So it's like, it says a lot about who you are as a person, which is not a good thing. And it's just, trust, if you don't have trust, it's like once you destroy that with a person, it's hard to ever fucking repair.
How do you rebuild that?
Yeah.
I'm one where,
because now I'm going to doubt everything.
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 And I'm going to make myself sick worrying. And that's not fair. And I don't want to live my life like that. Yeah. No part of me.
I don't want any friends that lie,
no,
even if they're little. Because I had some girlfriends, you know, that would lie here and there about, like, going. And I would always look at them like, what the fuck? Bitch, I'm not your man. Like,
I don't
what
give
are you
a
fucking?
Fuck.
Yeah, the shit was weird. It's like, what are you lying for?
Or people that lie to make themselves seem more cool or to impress people. Like,
yeah.
I don't.
That says a lot,
fucking
again.
Fucking care how much you spent on your fucking shoes. Like, I wear Old Navy $2 flip flops most of the time. You
right,
know what I mean?
Don't even
like,
wear shoes.
I'd rather not wear shoes. So,
yeah, when people do that to try and impress others, it's
biggest
sad. It's
fucking turn off. I don't even want to be your friend.
It's an indication of insecurity.
Yeah,
it's like you're wearing a neon sign on your head that says I'm insecure as fuck.
I don't think I'm good enough. So let me.
So
lie.
Let me try to impress you because I think this will make you like
and
me.
And you
or
look like a big fucking douche.
Yeah. No matter what it is, you're the coolest if you're just, like, super honest.
Yeah, I love that. I love transparency. I love, love, love transparency. I love honest people. I love people that aren't afraid to share, whether it be bad, good.
Mm-hmm.
I really have a fondness for
I do, too, because it's not really the norm. I feel like people have been raised to kind of keep things to themselves and whatever.
Right.
Or, you know, it's just so when people are very transparent about things that others usually aren't, it's like refreshing.
It is. It is. And that's why I always share. I always share. I never.
Yeah, I do too. Just because I don't give a fuck. And 90% of the time, people want to know about
that they're
like,
not alone.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And if more people did that as a society, I think we would heal.
For sure.
Maybe not 100%, but I think we would definitely get in the right path of healing as a whole, because there's so many of us that grew up a little broken or had some traumatic events as children, or you know what I mean? And I think if more people shared and
didn't feel alone in their experiences.
Yeah. I think it would definitely go towards healing. Mm-hmm. So don't fucking lie, assholes.
Okay.
I'm just saying that. Somebody wrote in.
Oh yeah, show me.
And asked
my lungs like hurt. Sorry. I don't know if it's from this or if it's from that and a combination of chemtrails.
Does that make you high?
Uh-uh, because it doesn't have any THC in it.
Oh, okay.
It just helps with, like, headaches and, like, everything.
I don't know where the question is, but in my notes it says women who don't climax during intercourse.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Yeah, we should talk about that.
And she had said that she's had orgasms by herself, like clitoral stimulation.
But not with her partner, ever.
Or not an internal, like, G-spot orgasm. She can't have one of those on her own, nor with a partner. And I told her, I'm like, honestly, like, your situation is the norm. Women that actually can climax
are rare.
During intercourse via internally, the G-spot in the, you know, vaginal canal.
Mm-hmm.
those are more rare than it's easier to have a
clitoral orgasm.
Right.
Yeah, for sure.
And so she was wondering if we had any pointers to help her.
Yeah, she was like asking about the possibility of surgery even.
No.
You do not need to modify yourself. You are not fucking broken.
No.
Let me tell you right now, I was in a marriage for many fucking years. I can't remember, but I don't think I ever had an orgasm from intercourse during that time.
Really?
Mind you, I wasn't very sexual back then.
Right, right.
Like, I don't think I really sucked dick back then, and, like, I wasn't very...
comfortable.
Oh, pineapples. Sorry.
Girl, when I talk to him, I'm going to tell him, don't even listen to the first fucking 40 minutes. Yeah. Matter of fact, just skip this episode.
Don't listen. Yeah, probably. We're talking about, like, family that don't want to hear us talk
my
about
brother.
Being sexual. But no, back then, I don't think I ever did. It was just, it was by myself or like from foreplay, right? But from intercourse, during my whole marriage, that wasn't like, it was, and someone just branching off of this question, someone hit me too and was like, can you talk about dull sex lives with your partner? And I was like, for sure, because I have hell of experience, like
right.
where I loved the shit out of this person. And you know, here's where a little bit of lying comes in. Women faking orgasms
mm-hmm.
or like acting like it's great or exaggerating
I've
how
never,
great it is.
Never faked an orgasm.
That's really good of you because you I take it you never had to, right?
I've never had to, but you know, there's been a few times where we've had sex and you know I haven't had
and
an
you
orgasm.
Were honest and you were like,
yeah, like we you know when we bust quickies and shit, like
yeah, and you'll just be like, you're welcome.
Yeah.
You're welcome for that.
I'll be
high
like,
five.
I'll be like, I need to get my nails done this weekend, babe. So,
by the
just
way.
Just kidding. By the
by
way.
By the way. So.
Yeah, I've never, I don't know. I've never
well,
just.
Well, I've definitely, I'm one of those people I told you that, like, I get secondhand embarrassment for people and shit. And I have exaggerated how much I've enjoyed sex with a person. And I have been like, oh, yeah, for sure. I came.
Oh,
but
never.
But I didn't. And it's just me being the fucking trying to be the nice person that I am.
Funny story.
But what is it?
Don't kill me, babe. I love you. So Mark and I worked together for a year before. We were friends for
oh,
a
yeah.
year before
mm-hmm.
we ever did it, right? And the first time we did it was one of, not to him though, but to me. The first time we did it was one of those like, you know, sometimes you do it and it's like and it's like awkward. It's not great.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a very awkward
You mean like one of the first times
we had
you
sex.
Have sex
the very
with
first
this
time
person,
we had
like
sex.
Like a new partner.
A new partner
uh-huh.
and you're not super comfortable
yeah,
with
yeah.
them, you know
so
what
you
I mean?
So you hold back a little bit.
So you hold back, mm-hmm. you don't say what you like, you know, it's
yeah. You're not getting nasty shit like in the beginning.
Yeah. So I'm not going to tell him to fucking choke me and spit down
exactly.
my throat, you know, like
we're
so,
not doing what I really want. In
this
the
isn't what I really want. Sock me in my face.
Please.
So it was really awkward, and it was so fucking awkward that
what?
I stopped talking to Mark for like 8 months. I ghosted Mark. I love you, babe,
you
so
much.
I did, and we just had this conversation yesterday.
He was like, remember you ghosted me?
Oh, yeah. We always bring it up and laugh about it. It's because it was so awkward to me, I didn't want to do it again. I was like, we're not doing
but
this
again. But you
guys
worked together, right?
We worked together. We still hung out. We were still friends.
Well, then you didn't ghost him. That's not what ghosting means.
Well, I started messing with somebody else.
Well, you know, you guys didn't hit it off great at first.
So then we didn't.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. So then 8 months later, it was my birthday and we were all going to dinner, a bunch of coworkers and family. And I was like, let me invite Mark. So I invited him.
And then you got wasted or something. And you were like, let me try it again.
Yeah. We got drunk.
Yeah,
and
okay.
he was like, do you mind if I stay the night? I don't want to drive drunk.
Do you mind if I fuck you tonight for your
basically,
birthday?
Basically, that's what he did.
Do
basically,
you mind?
Basically, that's what he said is I'm staying the night and you're getting fucked in front of everybody. He was like, do you mind if I stay the night? Like my brothers were there and shit. I was like,
oh
no, it's cool. Go ahead.
Why not?
And so.
Give it another
this
go.
This is when I live by myself. And then. It was like magic fireworks, fucking
really?
Amazing.
You know what's funny is I always say, if I only fucked you once, it don't count. That was like a trial.
You know what?
That
it,
was auditions.
It is. And you know what? You can't even go off the first or the second time. I would say give it a good 3 times because then you're like warmed up and comfortable. But that second time, maybe because alcohol was involved.
Yeah.
And
some people just don't make it to a second time.
Girl,
so that's interesting.
From that moment on, we were inseparable pretty much.
Wow.
From that, and then 3 months later, I got knocked up and
And the rest is history.
And the rest is history. But, yeah, so I've never.
So don't feel unusual, okay? First thing, don't feel unusual. And nothing is wrong with you. You're not broken.
Nothing is wrong with you. And so here's the thing. Where the female G-spot inside the vagina is located, it's about 3 to 4 inches.
Not that far.
In.
It's about 2.
Well, it depends. 2 to 4 okay. is what I've read. And so it's located on the top part.
The upper wall.
The upper wall.
Yeah.
So not toward your butthole, but toward your your stomach.
Exactly.
And for a penis to hit that spot.
You have to get the angle.
You almost, for starters, for beginners, to try putting a pillow or two under your butt.
Your butt has to be lifted up. Yeah.
Yes. Or have him, pull you by the hips up onto him, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Mind you, this is how I squirt. So this is what – I have squirted on top before now that I'm doing it all the time. And I have squirted a little bit from the back too. But it's like this is how it started. Was missionary, your butt has to be raised a little bit.
Yeah, your butt has to be raised. And if you've never had – one of those, I'm just going to say internal. If you've never had an internal orgasm, you need – the best way to have one is you need to be with someone you're comfortable with so that you guys can experiment together so that you can say, okay, this way is not working. Try doing it like this. Yeah. Or, how about try doing it like that? Maybe not even try it with the penis first. Maybe have him try it with his fingers first.
Yeah.
And it almost – when you hit that spot at first, it feels like you're going to pee. That's what it feels like. It feels like you have to go to the bathroom. Ignore it.
And just relax. Yeah, just relax.
Relax. Some of it's mental, too.
Mm-hmm.
It's mental. I don't know about you, but I've had orgasms in my sleep, bitch.
Yeah, me too. And I woke up like, oh, my God, I hope I didn't make noise.
I hope I didn't make noise. And I'm like, how did that happen? Because I didn't fucking touch anything.
I didn't touch myself at all. That happens to me so fucking often.
It happens to me at least once every other month.
I don't think I've ever talked to anybody about that before.
I think you're the only person that I ever – now the whole world knows.
Yeah.
I have wet dreams.
Yeah.
But it's weird, right?
It's like an intense ass orgasm to where it'll wake me up.
Yes.
And I'm like, okay, that just happened.
This was really cool. Yeah. Good night.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
But, so a lot of it is mental.
Yeah, it is, for sure.
You can't be thinking about the fucking grocery shopping that needs to be done. Like, you got to be in that moment.
And you have to adjust yourself and
your
position. So, this person, it's not like she never had an orgasm before. She never had one during intercourse. So you know what it feels like when you're getting close to
and
one, right?
And the other one that messaged us has never had an internal one. She's only had a clitoral one.
Well, we just explained the internal one,
right.
how to work at it.
Right.
But for she knows how to do a clitoral one, right?
Mm-hmm.
So what you need to do is just play around with your positioning. And, get on top.
Get on top is really good.
And you can make that happen.
Scoot.
Yeah. And you can achieve it the easiest that way.
I just have to grind on his shit. Did you see that meme?
About pulling a chair up?
No. There's a meme and it says, bitches that get on top and ride and just want to scoot. And then it said, oh, excuse me, I'm just trying to orgasm. Everything's not about you, Marcus.
Right. No, I saw one and it was a dude that said, I'm tired of bitches getting on top and want to fuck like they're scooting their chair up.
Well,
and
bitch, we're getting it.
And then it said, well, I'm sorry that you couldn't find the clit, but it's basically the same idea.
That's the easiest way to have an orgasm without touching yourself.
Yeah.
Is to be on top.
Yeah.
Or if your dude is on you like missionary, but he like.
But he goes balls deep.
And has to be like laying on top of you almost, to
as
like
long
rub
as you're
that.
Against it.
Yeah.
As long as you're fucking against it, it's going to happen.
It's going to be really hard to have a clitoral orgasm doing it doggy style unless you're rubbing your own clit, honestly.
Not always.
Unless you're like laying on your stomach on the
balls
bed.
Balls can hit that.
Well, balls, right. Balls.
Okay, and that can get you there too.
Yes, but for beginners.
Yeah, yeah.
We're not going to try these fancy tricks yet. We're doing beginner clitoral stimulation. Right.
So you guys.
Sometimes if you're in a handstand and he fucking spits on it.
He rubs his elbow against it. You're going to get there.
Sometimes when you scoot by the couch. Give it a rub.
You get
for
on your stuffed
sake.
Rabbit from when you were 9.
Sometimes when you go by your cousin,
Sometimes when you see your cousin at your grandma's on Thanksgiving.
Sometimes where you're at church and you see the flagpole and you just do a little shimmy
and
down
climb it.
Climb
it for old times'
you're
sake.
Like, look.
You can get there.
Right. So another thing, if you're not orgasming during sex, is rub your own clit.
That's true.
You can do that, like, for beginners.
During.
That's probably
and guys love
that. They love to
love
see you touch yourself.
Guys love to watch you play with yourself while they're fucking you.
They do.
They fucking love it. You're not going to make him feel no type of way, but turned
off. He's going to be like, stick your finger in it with my dick.
Yes.
Like, seriously.
Yeah. Get as nasty as possible. You'll get there.
So those are a few of our pointers from the whore bags themselves.
We've mastered this. What else do you have?
Now I like being choked. I'm just kidding. I'm not, though, but thoughts on open marriages. You already know my thoughts, bitch.
Open marriages.
I don't share with shit. Like, why
I'm,
get married?
I'm too territorial.
Wait.
Like, the only time that I could even think about an semi-open marriage would be, like, me and my husband in another country, and we have a threesome with someone. Some shit like that could happen. But it couldn't be, like, a local bitch that I would be thinking he's contacting behind my back after.
I'm not doing any of that. Because if he looks at her pussy for 1 minute longer
than
mine...
Yeah, see, it sounds really
I'm
good.
I'm going to slice everybody's throat.
Yeah,
so
it sounds...
Not
the
happen.
Idea sounds good.
It
and
does.
And I sound really outgoing saying
like, yeah,
it.
Let's have a freaky fucking...
Yeah, but in reality...
And then she ends up dead and you're on My Favorite Murder, so...
Yeah, yeah. No, you're right. Because I've thought about it and I've come close a few times.
You've been in a relationship like that.
But, yeah, you're right. But it wasn't really like
that. And it didn't work out.
Yeah, it didn't work.
Right.
But I've had, yeah, no. It wasn't like that either. Mm-mm. It wasn't like a all together at once type scenario that I remember. It was, yeah, that's.
I think she meant open marriages like you're married and you fuck each other and then
you
both can go
pieces.
Fuck other people.
Yeah, I'm not.
I'm good. Because I wouldn't be married if. That was the case. I would just fuck around with someone and then fuck around with someone else.
And then get married when I'm done with all that.
Yeah, the reason I got married is because after I met Mark and we established this relationship, there was nobody else in the world I ever wanted to be with. And I still feel like that 13 years later, there's nobody else in the world.
Yeah, you were ready for marriage.
I want to grip my throat.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So there's
maybe
no
get all of that
fucking way.
Don't rush for marriage.
Don't
just
rush
get
for
all
marriage.
Of that out of your system first.
That's how I that's my opinion about it. Now if that works for you guys then that's great, but
I don't have any experience. Like I can't
I don't want to do that. I don't want to share. The thought of Mark being with someone else, bitch,
makes you sick.
Makes me think I can handle prison.
The people that I did have open relationships with and shit like that, I'll just say I didn't care that much. I didn't love them that much. So I know the difference. Like, for instance, a partner that I have now, like, I would not probably consider that. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm very territorial and I love that person way fucking more than I did anybody that I ever considered an open thing with.
Right.
So it's, I think when you really fucking love someone enough
it's not
for
an
marriage,
option.
That's not,
it's not an option.
Yeah, that's not on your mind.
Yeah, no. No, no. Not for me at all.
Yeah.
Not for me.
What else do you have?
I got a few over here. So I have another one. So a friend.
Wait, I need some gas station salad. We didn't bring a lot
it's
of.
It's hella soggy. We don't have
a lot of snacks
today.
We tried to. I was a
we're
little.
We're being healthy.
Yeah, we're doing this.
We're doing this.
Sorry.
So a friend wrote in and said. She wanted some advice on, here, you know what, I am going to actually read it because it's kind of long.
And you said it's a friend?
Yeah. I know her personally.
Do I know her or no?
Not personally. Okay. She follows her Dom page, though. Remember the one I messaged you and said?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so she said, on quite a few occasions, I've been told by my boyfriend, past and present, that I'm like the dude in the relationship, especially when it comes to sex.
I've been told that before.
Dude, I'm more of a let's fuck type chick and less let's make love and all emotional. I don't need hella foreplay and I don't like hella kissing. Even a past fuck buddy said the same thing, even though it was supposed to be an only sex type relationship. He got all emotional on me and had a problem with me only wanting dick. I've realized I attract sensitive, or should I say men, who are in tune with their emotions. Have you ladies ever experienced or heard of this type of labeling?
Yep.
Or am I just a cold-hearted dick-eating man, bitch?
Been there.
You know, I don't like to make love. But I really can't answer because, you know, I've been married forever, so take it away.
Well, Miss Wallow.
She's good at that too, guys.
Okay. So, I've been called that and compared to that when I'm single. Because I will, you know, have a homie or something that I'm fucking, and that's all it is. And there's no attachment, and there's no, I don't want you for nothing more, basically. And if you start bugging me, I'm gonna shake your ass.
When I was single, I was like that. You know, so, you can't come over.
Yeah, no.
Stop calling my phone 30 times. I don't want to go on a date.
Yeah, no, totally. So, but, you know, like I said, those are the type of people that I don't get in relationships with versus, like, in a relationship, I'm total opposite. Like, you know.
You're very loving.
Yeah. So it really just depends on, like, the partner and what kind of, like, all your relationships with every guy ain't going to be the same.
Right.
You know, some people are good for some things and not good for others.
You're not abnormal, though.
Yeah, that's totally normal. And I think it's really common. Because I've had girlfriends that, you know, went through the same thing and had, like, fuck buddies like that, too. But, I mean, I'm masculine in a lot of ways.
Yeah,
but,
you are.
But it's weird because I'm like a little kitten with, like, the person I'm with. You know what I mean? Like,
I love you, Daddy.
Yeah, it's different.
It is.
But, no, that's normal.
And very common. Long as your dude is all right with it.
Yeah, you'll be surprised. You'll find somebody that you want to, like, get cuddly with.
She's with, like, somebody, and they have been together a while, and they actually, I think, just had a child.
So this is the person that she's being masculine with, right?
Yeah, him too.
Yeah. I mean, if it works for you guys, what's the problem? But
as long as he's not getting his feelings hurt, right. I guess.
But if you have other partners in the future, it might not always be like that.
Right.
You know? I don't know.
She kind of has a dominant personality, too.
Mm-hmm.
I have a dominant personality, but I'm definitely not so much masculine as dominant, but in the bedroom, I'm definitely a sub, for sure. Bratty as fuck, but definitely. Mm-hmm. Definitely. So, okay, so then I have relationships with men who are in prison.
Oh, great.
So I'm just going to say this real quick.
Okay, and then we got another one.
Okay.
Sorry. Awkward pause while I chew.
Okay, so here's what I think about relationships in prison. If you've been with somebody, let's just say, for instance, Mark went to prison, I would ride it out with him because we have 13 years established. It would also depend on what he did. I'm not riding it out with him if he went on a rape and murder spree of women. You know what I mean? I'm not doing that. Now, if he got caught up in a dope case.
It depends on the crime.
It depends on the crime. And it depends on how long you guys were together beforehand. Now, if you're just fucking with some dude for 6 months and he gets locked up for 4 years...
Bitch, you better live your life. You better live your motherfucking
life. You better live your life. I don't think.
You can still write him and shit.
And you can bang him when he gets out. Maybe try and work on it then. But
that's too new, and ain't no dude finna do that for you.
Nope.
Period.
Fuck no. Period. I've seen it so many times. Can I just tell you? I've seen it so many times. I've had friends who've done it. I've had friends' parents who've done it. And while the dude is locked up, everything is beautiful. They love you. You're the one. They're going to marry you. You're the mama. You're the baby. Fucking I love you. No one's above you. I'm going to live with you forever. And they get out. And I'm not kidding. Within fucking weeks, they are cheating. They are wilding out. Fucking. I've never seen it end well.
Mm-mm.
You know, I know there are some that do, but I personally have never seen
the
it
The only
end
ones
well.
I've seen that end well are the ones that have years behind them.
Yes, yes.
Before the person goes away.
Yep.
And sometimes even that don't end well.
Yep.
So I'm going to say this. That's really the only time you wait for somebody. Okay, so having a bitch, stringing a bitch along while you're in prison... Even marrying them while they're in prison, that's a thing. That's a thing that men do. There's even a fucking name for it, but I don't know what it is. But
it's called a thing. Commissary.
Exactly.
It's called commissary.
It's called being able to make a big ass spread every week with your fucking click.
With like, Doritos, mayonnaise, and fucking top ramen.
And chili and jalapenos
it's
and
so
shit.
So good, though.
In a garbage bag.
It's so really good.
I don't know whoever made you one, bitch. Tyrone. Mark ain't never. Oh, okay. It would be somebody named Tyrone. No. But the fucking, it's a thing. And they fucking, you know, they string bitches along, you know, whatever. That's why I know it's a thing because I have friends and family that have been in prison and asked me to hook up with bitches for that purpose.
They've been like,
hey,
cousin.
Get me one. Yep. Like, will your so-and-so write to me? Will, you know, can you holla at a bitch
will the
and
bitch
have
send me fucking packages?
Exactly. Yeah. They, it's a thing. So, trust me, somebody that you were fucking here and there or whatever, or a new ass boyfriend before you, bitch, it's a done deal. Like, he thinks he's already about to be good. And when you get out, like, I mean, when he gets out, you're going to be done. Like, trust me on this. Don't waste your good years waiting
on. Good vagina
on,
years.
Don't. And I, you know, excuse me, that might make me sound like I'm not down or whatever for like my dude, but no, I'm sorry. If no dude is waiting for you either, if you ain't got no years behind you, if you don't have no history with a person, that's asking a lot of a person.
If you have some years, you're good.
Then do it. Then do not cheat and stay with that person and hold them the fuck down.
Yep.
But if you don't have that beforehand,
if we're talking months,
yeah, no, that don't count.
Stupid.
I'm sorry. Don't be fucking dumb. It's just common sense. You know what I'm saying? No, don't fucking do it. Tell them. I'll still write you.
Right.
I'll still accept your calls if you want to do that here and there or whatever, but do not plan to be faithful and all that because you're going to be mad as fuck.
Mad as fuck.
When they come home and you catch them with somebody else. No, just, it's not a good idea.
So if y'all don't have at least a fucking year or two, don't do it.
Mm-mm.
Don't do it.
I do not advise you.
You're setting yourself up for some fucking failure and heartbreak. For sure.
What was I going to say? Oh, back to the sex thing.
Mm-hmm.
This conversation came up not too long ago. What do you think is like a good amount of time that sex should last?
It depends on what kind of mood I'm in. So sometimes we have quickies where we have to hurry up, which, you know, could be anywhere 5 to 10 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Average, ideally, if we don't have a kid fucking banging on the door or bothering us, I like 45 minutes.
That sounds good.
I don't want it any much longer. I'm going to have a chafed crotch.
Exactly.
You know?
My shit's going to be swole up like a fist.
Right. And I like foreplay. I like dirty, nasty, raunch foreplay. I want at least like 15 minutes of that.
Yeah.
And then a good 30.
That even seems like a long time to me.
I like their
that's an example. It's different for everybody.
But if we're being realistic and we have kids banging on the door and shit, we probably get foreplay and regular intercourse done probably within 25 minutes.
Yeah.
20, 25 minutes.
That sounds about right. The thing, too, like, everything kind of plays a part, and I come really fast. I don't know if you want to know this about me. Don't look at me while I'm saying it. Turn your head. Look away. But I come really fast.
Yeah,
so
I don't.
I
need like 20 minutes.
Fuck no, girl. 3. Like, and my first one is already off. Like, I can't. It doesn't take me long. So, you know, I don't want to go for hella fucking long because after a while.
Overstimulation hurts.
Exactly.
It hurts.
Overstimulation hurts. And it just, I get wore the fuck
See,
out.
I'm like,
or
a,
like,
I'm like a guy, not to talk over you, but I'm like a guy. After I come once.
You want
to
get
don't
off.
Don't touch
get off
me.
Right?
Don't fucking touch me. Stop touching
Sometimes
me.
Sometimes I'm like that.
I'm like that.
Sometimes I'm like that, and I'm just like, okay, I want to go to bed now.
Because it's too sensitive.
Yeah.
And I don't want anything else.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
But I'm also a team player, so, like, if we're going to keep going for a little while.
For sure,
I'm cool.
Sure.
I'm down. I'll come again. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, for sure,
I'll come again, but I don't want to go for hella fucking long, because after a while, it's going to get sore.
Yep.
And that's not fun for me. So
it's not.
Like, all that shit, all that.
You know, your vagina swells, you know?
It does.
Enlarges.
And it's already big as fuck.
Right.
Like,
and your clit enlarges.
Yes.
And
I could barely close my legs after this.
And after you came a few times and your clitoris is swollen and something touches it, it starts to hurt.
Yes.
So.
Exactly. So there's a anatomy lesson for the men that didn't know.
Yeah.
But yeah, all the guys that I see posting and stuff sometimes talking all that big ass shit, like I'll go rounds, I'll go hours and shit. Save that for the next bitch, because I would not want that. That ain't never been for me. I don't want nobody trying to go fucking hours in my shit. That doesn't even sound like a good time.
No, I don't want hours at a time.
Fuck no. I don't know if it's because I'm old or what. It's really because I come fast. So it's like I don't even need that much time.
I would like fucking 3 30-minute rounds in a, you know, in like a nighttime fucking span. But I don't.
With breaks.
Yeah, for sure. I need to smoke cigarettes. I need to eat something.
Yeah, yeah.
No.
I'm not going back to back for hella fucking long like that.
No.
Even if I am coming. Like, no, I don't want to. No. After a while, it's like, okay, we're going to go to
sleep.
You're
wearing out this toy. Shit. Go right. the fuck to sleep.
Right. So, yeah, I would say a good amount of time, in my opinion, 20 minutes.
Yeah.
I'd say a good 20. What else you got?
I have 3 more. So
my stomach is making hella noise.
This one is, I'll do the funny one. Do you shave your pussy every day? And
a woman sent this? It better
yes,
be a woman.
Yeah, it is.
Because if it's a man, I'm going to say, check this out, perv. Get your motherfucking ass out our questions.
It's totally a female, she said. It's totally a woman. Sorry, not okay. female. Totally a woman. And she said, do you shave your pussy every day? And if so, how do you avoid razor burn?
Okay. You want to start or you want me to start?
I don't shave every day because it will give razor burn.
You don't?
No, I'm more like every few days.
Really?
No, because if I do it every day, bitch.
So you let it get spiky?
A little.
You let your pussy have a flat top before
No,
you
bitch,
shave
it doesn't have a flat top.
Yes, it
it's
does.
Not
it
like
has
a
military. It has a military flat top. Your pussy
I
right
shave
now
it into,
has a marine haircut.
I shave it into Simpson characters. So one day I go for the Marge.
Shut up.
No, I can't do it every day, bitch. When I have done it before, and it bleeds.
I shave it every day, so I'll take.
How do you avoid razor burn?
Go with the grain. Don't go against the grain. Use a really sharp razor. Change them on time when they start to get dull. So this is part of my OCD.
Don't use a dull razor for sure.
Do not.
Every time I shave, I use a brand new razor.
Really?
Every time I shave, I use a brand new razor.
Oh, I don't. I can't.
I have
because I shave every day.
Yeah.
I shave everything every day.
See. She's always been like
yeah,
that,
yeah, that's what I say. That's part of my OCD.
That. Always.
The only thing I've slowed down on is my actual arms every day because they don't grow like they used to. So it doesn't get spiky every day.
Yeah,
but
I don't shave my fucking arms
my
at all.
My underarms, my legs.
I do my underarms
and
every day.
And my vagina is every fucking day. And really, it's just go with the grain. A few spots you go against it, but you got to be careful and don't apply hella pressure. And use a sharp ass razor, and I'm good.
Do you want to tell her what brand you use or something?
I have one from Dollar Shave Club.
How are those?
Like, good, really good. But I had to stop my subscription because they were sending me way too many blades back to back. I think it's for men, and I think men go through blades faster than
I
do.
That would be good for me because every time I shave, I use a new one.
It's only like $5 a month, and they send you like 6 blades a month. Sometimes twice a month. You can pick the frequency.
Oh,
and you
that's
could pause
a good
it.
Idea.
You could pause it and skip months.
I'm going to try that.
But they send you the handle, which is, I think it's like $5. Mm-hmm. And then your subscription every month is, it's $5 a month, I think. And they send you a little tray with like 6 blades. And if you don't use them fast enough, I paused mine. Like I'll skip a month. Or right now I had to stop it because I ended up stockpiling hella blades. But,
yeah, I'm going to try that.
Yeah, and they're really good razors.
Because I usually
really
use
good razors.
A Hydro 5.
I used to use a Hydro, and I used to use a Fusion.
I don't like women's razors. I don't
no,
feel like
always
they shave.
Use, oh, yeah, that's a good thing. Always
I
use men's razors.
For
don't
everything.
Use women's. Yeah.
When I shave my legs, my underarms,
yeah,
crotch.
I don't know why that is, but women's razors are pieces of shit, and they always will give me razor burn on my legs or, like, whatever. I never do well with women's razors.
I need to say that I don't grow hair super fast either.
I only do on my vagina.
See, I don't.
And my ankles.
See, my vagina doesn't grow super fast. Yeah.
Yeah, my vagina will get spiky by, like, the end of the day if I shave
really?
Too early. Yeah,
see, my armpits
like,
are like that.
Can I fuck
that.
First? Like, goddamn.
See, my crotch ain't like that, but my armpits are. I shave my armpits every single day. Like, they grow fast. And then that's that.
The end.
That's that, the end. And then, so I have one here. I have two more in my phone. So, this is from a guy. He wrote in, and he's hella funny. He's so funny. And his videos are really funny. But he was saying that he has a married ex from, like, 10 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
That still, he was like, what does it mean, and what do I do? That basically still messages him and emails him frequently, and she's married with kids, and this is like almost 10 years later.
Wait, is he married currently?
No.
Oh, okay. But she is.
She is.
She's trying to have an affair.
I told him, I was like, that's what it sounds like she's into you from a woman's perspective.
She's trying to initiate an affair.
I put, wow, seems to me she still loves you. A happily married woman wouldn't put this much thought into an ex.
It ain't necessarily love. She might just be like, I know him, I'm comfortable with him, and I could fuck him and still be married.
I guess they only messed around for a few months. Weird, right?
She's familiar.
Maybe.
So she's like, this is somebody I could fuck and still keep my marriage.
He said that she changes email addresses, writes from anonymous email servers, makes fake accounts. He's tried ignoring her. It's been going on for years.
Wow. She's trying to hit that.
For sure.
Without a doubt.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that crazy?
Did he have a question?
Yeah, he was like, how do you handle crazy stalker exes?
You tell them stop calling me.
Just fucking knock it off, or I'm sending this to your husband.
What you say is, you're married and I'm not comfortable with this.
Right.
That's the polite way to handle it.
The polite way.
You're married, and you need to knock it off. And, bitch, I'm losing respect for you because you're being a shady-ass wife.
Yeah, and that's another thing he said.
It's a turn-off, bitch.
I could only imagine if I would have fucking hooked up with her back then, that I would be the husband.
Oh, he never fucked her?
I guess they messed around for some months.
Oh, okay.
But he was saying, you know, if he ended up with her, basically she'd be doing the same shit.
I would just be like, it's turning me off. You're not a good wife. You know, I would
you're
just tell
him,
like,
you're not getting the stick.
Yeah, I'm not interested in having, it's making me uncomfortable.
Seriously.
That's what I would say.
Yeah.
Because it sounds like
interested.
It is.
I'm not interested.
Yeah. Yeah. That's all you got to do.
So then another, this is from a guy as well. He wrote in, and this is something that's really big with me. So I hell of related to what he said. What's your guy's definition of loyalty? Recently, I had to cut off my sister, not blood, but we've known each other our whole lives, because I found out she was still interacting with someone who did me so dirty and betrayed me. I'm from the streets and was taught, if you fuck with the enemy, now you're the enemy. Mm-hmm. And I take that shit to heart, because I feel like if you're supposed to be my sister, why the fuck are you out here being friendly with somebody who stabbed me in the back?
Okay.
It's the principle of the situation, blah, blah.
I for sure got some experience with this, because I have a sister. It's almost like she makes it a point to remain cool with my enemies.
Yeah.
I don't have a lot of enemies, but, like, why the fuck are you trying to maintain a friendship, number one, with somebody you met through me and you know I fell out with them?
Yep.
And you're my sister. So, to me, that is some weird shit. I'm also from the street, and I believe in, like, if you fuck with my enemies, I can't trust you. You know what I'm saying?
So
it gets tricky if this person is, like, family to you, but I'm not above cutting off family. So if it ever got to that point to where I felt like lines were being crossed, I'm crossing you off.
I definitely feel very strongly. Loyalty is, like, one of my biggest things. Like,
for sure.
If I know somebody doesn't like, let's say, for instance, you, I'm not fucking with them.
And don't get me wrong, there are bitches out there that I was friends with that still try to, like, be cool with Crystal.
And still follow my Instagram and still
like
all my stuff.
Yeah, and it's like, bitch, are you dumb?
I know you don't like Maria.
Yeah.
I know you don't like her.
And she's not wishy-washy like your motherfucking ass. So don't think for 1 minute that she ain't told me or that she's going to be your friend. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
no.
Just, yeah, real friends don't do that. So
real people that love you don't do shit like that. If somebody did my brother wrong, I don't like you.
Exactly.
Just know that. I don't like you. If somebody did my friends wrong, I don't have blood sisters. So the few girlfriends that I do have are my sisters. If you've done them wrong, I don't fucking like you.
Right. And that goes a lot of time, even if they start to like you again. I might not.
You are so, like that.
You know what? Let's talk about that.
I'm still going to feel like you're funny.
Yeah,
you're
and that goes for dudes. That goes for women. Yep. That goes for whoever. If you cross someone that I love, and then even if they forgive you, that's not a guarantee that I'm going to forgive you.
No.
So.
No. It'll be even harder to regain your trust or respect than it would be mine.
Exactly. So people should keep that in mind, too.
So I definitely don't think dude is wrong for cutting off his sister.
No. And you know, men having enemies or whatever is worse. Is different. Yeah, it's a lot different than I think some of the shit that women get mad at each other about or whatever. Because, you know, I've stopped talking to people and not having it had any real issues. Reasons.
No.
Yeah, it's just whatever. We just grew apart or... Yeah, we just don't hang out anymore, so we stop talking. For men to kind of do that, I feel like they might have better cause.
And I also think that with men, once you cross that line and you become an enemy, there's potential for it to get physical and dangerous. So if you have especially if you're from the streets and you have a loved one, if you have a loved one, who especially your sister, who is still dealing with this person that did you fucking wrong, and, you know, you guys are with the shit, like, that's foul. That's foul as fuck. I wouldn't trust my sister, quote unquote.
And if something happens to your sister, you tell her you better go call them.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Don't call me. You go call them since you want to be their friend and remain friends with their ass. Fuck that. Yeah, I don't fuck with that.
And I think that's my list for the day.
Okay, I got some. I had a lot of people send in.
So if you haven't noticed, we're basically catching up on all our listener questions.
Yeah. We got a lot. We're not going to be able to get to all of them today, but... a friend said, is keeping your partner sexually satisfied an important part of a relationship?
Absolutely.
Abso-fucking-lutely. Because if you're not, they're going to go outside the relationship.
Or they're going to be in a bad mood. Mark, motherfucking Mark. Because I noticed, check this shit out. You know, like I said, a million fucking times, been together fucking a million years. So I noticed, and we have a very, very, very healthy sex life. Very healthy. But I notice if we go like 2 days and he starts being a little crab apple, I know immediately why he's being fucking crab apple.
Because he's backed up?
Yeah.
Ew.
And as soon as it's released,
he's nice again.
Nice again, bitch.
This is grossing me out.
Right.
So when he's cranky flashing on the kids next time, I'm going to be like, Crystal, handle it. Because this motherfucker's being hella mean to the girls. Handle it. Now.
Get the fuck in there.
Oh, my God.
Mark's going to kill me after this episode airs,
That
bitch.
Makes sense, though, you know?
It's true. And not only that, when you've been together for so fucking long, one of the key things to maintaining a healthy relationship for so long is a good sex life.
Yeah.
Because when you've been together for so long.
I mean, okay, here's the thing though. Sorry to cut you off. But not even just sex. If you're lacking something that's important to you in a relationship.
Yeah.
And you don't get what you need, whatever that may be, a form of communication or something that comforts you or whatever, or sex, you're going to look for it elsewhere. You know what I mean? I find it – this ain't the fucking 50s or wherever, whatever, when bitches were staying in relationships.
If you're unhappy, bye.
Bye. Like
– we made an agreement a long time ago to always be open and discuss something. So if something is starting to lack or if we're bothered by something, we definitely address that with each other.
That's good.
Communication.
That has to be a thing. Yeah.
I'm like a fucking therapist sometimes. But,
you
know –
you have to communicate if you feel like your partner is lacking in anything.
You do. Anything. Mm-hmm. You know, and we've been really lucky where, you know, it's never been like that. But if there's something that's important to your partner and you are ignoring it or not fulfilling it, it's going to start creating larger problems.
Yeah, it'll be trouble and it'll lead to eventually – ending your relationship, yeah. I think. Because, like I said, this ain't 1950 where people are staying in marriages like they used to back then, no matter what the circumstances were. Now people bounce. So I just feel like your shit ain't going to last if you're not keeping your partner sexually satisfied.
True.
Hold on. Okay, so someone sent in, I was a teen mom. I don't want my daughters to continue the cycle. Birth control young, yes or no?
We kind of had this talk on the way here a little bit.
A little bit, we did. So my mom was a teen mom, 16. I wasn't. I was married when I had my first kid.
You were.
So the cycle didn't continue with me. And
how old were you, 20?
I don't know, bitch.
I hate you. God, I can't fucking stand her.
I was married and I wasn't
bitch.
A kid. That's all we're going to say. But what I was going to say is you being a teen mom isn't an indication that your daughter is automatically going to follow in those footsteps. And it's not necessarily nature or nurture or whatever. Like, because I wasn't like raised by my mom through my teen years at all.
Right.
At all. So no one taught me not to do that. I just kind of wasn't on that. I wasn't like a super sexually active teen. Like I
not
wasn't
at all.
I wasn't
she was a dick tease.
Yeah, I was a cock tease and
for sure.
I wasn't on that. So I definitely have the talks no matter what though, because what if they are? You know, what if they are sexual at a young age? I think you never know, but you, however you were, I don't think doesn't really play a part.
No, I just had a talk with my 12-year-old today. She came home from school. She's fucking 12, you guys, 12. At 12, I hadn't even had my first kiss. I didn't have my first kiss, honestly, until I was almost 14. And I still played with Barbies at 12.
I did too.
I was humping tetherball poles, but I mean, I was playing with Barbies. And my 12-year-old came home today and said that one of her classmates, a little girl who's 12 as well, told her that she sucked a 13-year-old boy's dick over the summer and that she's been fingered and that she wants to lose her
V-card.
Her V-card next month, and she wants to have a baby by 15. And I've had these talks with my 12-year-old and my 10-year-old. I'm very open. I don't lie to them. We've had the birth control talk. When you feel like you're ready to have sex, you come to me. I get you safe, get you educated. I've educated them at their ages now. They know all about sex. They know
the fact, let me just say, I was so happy the fact that she even shared that conversation with
yes.
you and told you
yes.
that. That makes me feel hella good that she's that comfortable
yes.
with you. You
yes.
know, because a lot of parents ain't going to
want to
hear that.
I'm not a judgy mom.
And that's good because then she's going to feel cool with coming to you about anything.
And that's exactly the type of relationship I want because I am raising women.
Mm-hmm.
And so I said, what did you say? And she was like, I just told her, like, dude, we're 12 years old. Like, you shouldn't be doing that. Like, that's child porn. That's child porn. Like, you shouldn't be doing that. You got to love yourself more. This is also the same little girl that's told her you don't have a butt. No boy's going to like you because you don't have a butt.
Yeah, she's, like, overly fucking sexual.
Yeah, and I – but from the things that my 12-year-old is telling me, I've told my 12-year-old – she's not getting enough love at home, whether it be from a mother or whoever's raising her. Nobody's instilling that self-love in that little girl, so she's going elsewhere to look for it.
Yeah.
I know. I see it. I can recognize it. Mm-hmm. I know. So I think you have conversations with your daughters as soon as they start their – right before they start their period, before they go into puberty and they start having periods, you need to have these talks with them. My – 12-year-old started her period at 9. So
I didn't realize that.
She was 9. So we had these talks at 9 years old, not in depth about sex, but about the reproductive system.
Fertility and all that.
Yeah.
Kind of shit.
And then once she hit middle school and she knew that penises didn't have barbs on them like cat penises, like I lied and told them when they were like 7.
Wait, what? First of all, I didn't know anything about cat penises.
Cat penises are barbed.
What does that mean? They have spikes on them?
Yes. When they become engaged, they fucking...
They stab you?
they open, and that's why you hear cats going, rawr, rawr, rawr.
Because they're in pain. They're mating. They're not always fighting.
Yes. And you can't pull them apart until they're finished. Because
it'll rip the cat.
Yes. You have to let them finish. So when the kids saw that in a cat video, I told them, I said, that's what happens with men penises.
Bitch, you told them that?
Yeah, but they were like 7.
And they were like, holy shit.
They were like, holy shit, boys need to keep their nasty weapon. Never want a wiener by me again.
Keep your nasty weapon away from me. Don't come near me with that thing.
So when she fucking, you know, hit middle school and I told her.
You were like, all right.
All right, I'm just kidding. Tricked ya. Still stay away from them. They're weapons. Still stay away. So, but I did. I explained everything to her. You know, I didn't get like all pornographic in depth, but. I told her, if when you feel like you're ready, you come to me, we'll hook you up. However, at 12 years old, you don't have the emotional capabilities to deal with any type of sexual interaction with a partner.
Right.
Because and you're not equipped.
I said that I'm so glad Naya had this conversation with you, and that when I go home, I'm going to have a talk with Bunny and just be like, oh, my God, guess what I heard? And I'm going to, like, gossip with her, and I'm going to be like, isn't that fucking crazy? Like, girls are not – like, all that will come later. Like, you – be a fucking kid.
There's going to be wieners flying at you your whole
from
fucking
From every direction.
Life. You're going to trip over them.
From every fucking direction, dicks are going to be not. Nonstop.
And at 12 and 13, even when I lost my virginity, they're not that great in the beginning.
Yeah, you don't need to be
what to do.
They probably don't even know how to wash them right.
I told the girls that today. I said, listen, 12-year-old boys still have stinky-ass balls.
Yeah, you fucking don't want steer clear. To even play around and experiment
with
little
boys. I said, they sweat a lot. And
that's a good thing.
My 10-year-old goes, Stevie goes.
What did she say?
I'm really glad my private parts don't sweat. And Naya goes, well, Stevie, our sweats too. And Stevie, Naya goes, our sweat too, Stevie. And Stevie goes, Naya, I've been taking baths every day lately. So for your information, mine does not.
Oh, my God. The arguing.
They were arguing over whose vagina sweats.
Right.
And I'm like,
washing it. I've been washing the hell out of it.
Because my 10-year-old is really gross and doesn't like to bathe, and I have to, like, drag her into the fucking bathtub.
I told you about that YouTube video she made that I thought was so fucking not intentionally funny. Yeah. Not intentionally funny, but was hilarious.
Yeah, so lately she's priding herself on bathing daily.
Go, Stevie.
Before it was, like, once
Ain't
a week
no sweaty
with
coochie
fights.
Over here.
Right. Well, because I was like, dude, you're...
Yeah. No, I am. I'm going to talk to Bunny and I'm going to say, look, like, boys are fucking gross. Don't be in no hurry to get around that shit. No. And, yeah, make them comfortable with birth control and shit and talk to them so that you have this great open relationship
so
with
that
your
child
kids.
Comes to you and not the neighborhood boy who tells them they can't get pregnant while they're fucking after their period or some shit. Or if they fucking
water. I love
water.
You, so let me take your pants off.
Yeah, or if we fuck in the hot tub, you're not going to get pregnant.
Oh, God, I know.
They're full of good ones.
Yeah, make sure your kids
talk
don't fall
to your
for
children.
None of that shit. Healthy dicks. What? You were going to – it's the question or whatever someone said.
Okay.
Healthy dicks in caps. You were going to address it, but you never did.
Wait.
So I think when we were talking about vaginal health and all that kind of shit, the cleanliness. And
we did. We talked about dirty dicks at the end.
And smegma. We did say damn near tear the foreskin off.
Rob.
So you could
Rob said you need to be fair. Remember he said you need to be fair.
Okay, yeah. So whoever this was, you need to tune back into that episode because, yes, we did touch on
that.
It
was episode 2 or 3.
I don't know. But I do remember the talk now because I was saying you better scrub that shit.
It was 2 or 3.
Okay, hold on. What's another one?
It was the one where we did vaginal hygiene.
Yeah. Because you're right. Rob was like, keep it fair.
Oh, my God. I just have to share this because I was fucking flabbergasted at the amount of ignorance. I literally was in my office on the front porch dying laughing.
Her office is the porch
and
where
it has
she
a rocking, it has two rocking and chairs. And we smoke cigarettes and talk about everything.
Yes.
We call it the office.
My office is the bathtub. Her office is the porch. Just so we're clear.
I'm in this large group of mainly women on Facebook. There's a few dudes, but it's a makeup group. And a woman posed a question today and it said, how do you deal with the smell that basically her dude's been coming inside of her and she can't stand the smell afterwards?
Hold the fuck on.
Listen, just no,
Hold
it, no,
the
no,
fuck on.
No, listen, it gets better. It gets way fucking better. It gets incredibly better. Her dude's been coming in her. She wanted to know, how do you deal with the smell and how do you get it all the way out? First of all, you piss and you use your Kegel muscles and you push it out.
And you push that shit out so it plops into the toilet.
Number two, if it's fucking smelling, your pH is off and you need to fix that.
Or his.
Even better, though, even better were the responses. People were telling her to douche. Wait a minute.
With, like, Summer's Eve tropical.
Vinegar and listen, they were telling her to douche. Multiple women said, stick your fingers up there and dig the cum out. Bitch,
I'm about to walk out.
I was on the porch.
I'm about to walk out.
Reading these responses, and I was, like, crying, laughing, reading these to Mark. Because I'm like, I have never seen such fuckery in my life. And this one broad.
Are you fucking kidding me?
This one broad said, hold the fuck up. What the fuck is going on? Some of you bitches need your pussy license revoked because
Sew your fucking hole shut.
Bitch, and then we just started joking around like, bitch, spray Febreze up there, put a 409 tampon up there, right. Fucking.
What is going on?
Bleach with douche. Like, what the? I couldn't believe the amount of women that were giving this incredibly inaccurate, wrong advice. They were telling her to fucking put shit up there to dig it out.
Oh, my God.
Since when do you have to shove your fingers up there to dig out cum? I was, like, so disturbed that these women were doing this.
She's like,
how they do it.
Peggy, you know you just stick your fucking middle finger up there and scoop it out.
She said fingers, plural. So I'm like, do you use the first three? Do you use two? Do you use the ring finger in the middle? Why are you having this? Why is this cum coagulating into your vagina?
And stanking.
And you can't get it out by just pushing.
What?
Yes. And this is real. Like, this is a group of thousands of women.
That's
unfucking scary,
real.
Right?
Hell yeah.
Unreal.
So,
real.
Talk to your daughters and talk to each other, and you need to understand, first of all, I tried a douche when I was young.
And I remember, because, like, I told her not to do
it. She was like, don't do that. And I was like, yeah, I'm going to do it. Because, like, my cousins and shit were doing them, and they were like, oh, girl, you got a douche. And so I was like, I'm going to get me one. So
you
I went and
I'll
got
never
this
forget
fucking,
it. It was Summer's Eve. I'll never forget.
It was like Summer's Eve fucking island breeze.
And I
tropical.
Told her, I said, my mom said, don't do that.
And I'm like, girl, anyways, I'm grown. I'm about to do this shit.
I'm the dominant personality. Yeah, you know.
This pussy is about to be popping fresh. Like, bitch, I got
even
this.
Even though no one's going in it.
No. Do you know, I did that shit, and I don't know if I didn't get it all out, or I don't know what I did, but the next day, it felt like I suffered...
Less than 24 hours.
It felt like I suffered second-degree burns inside my vaginal canal.
The yeast infection.
The shit, it was on fucking fire, and I did not know what to do. My lips were hella swollen. I was like, it was red, it was hot.
I came over, and she was scooting on the carpet like a dog does its butthole.
Oh my God. Bitch, I don't remember that.
You were.
Are you serious?
No.
Oh, you're lying? I'm like, I don't remember that part. I must have been suffering.
I can't stand you, Alzheimer brain.
My dementia.
She's like, was I rubbing my pussy on the carpet?
I knew I would have had pants on, but I'm like, was I suffering that bad? All I know is my lips were swollen, my shit was red and hot and throbbing and on fucking fire.
And that's what happens
and
when you
I was
douche.
Like, oh my God, what do... I think I went to the ER or something. I was panicking.
It was a yeast infection, I remember.
It was a yeast infection from hell. So, yeah, don't... If you douche, I douche every day, but I douche with hot water.
Water
in the bath.
Different.
In the bath. I don't go buy a fucking chemical douche. Ever.
No, water, I mean, you can flush your shit out
you
with water.
You flush your shit out with water. Hot water. Flush your shit out. You're good.
You're good. Because your
That's
vagina is a self-cleaning organism.
Yeah. I mean, true. Most people don't even have to do that, but that's just a habit that I've developed that I do every day.
Yeah, forever.
Yeah. But, oh my God. I can't imagine. Like, so I'm not letting cum get backed up in there, and I don't have to scoop it out with my fingers, and I don't know what is going on.
Like,
I do know.
Like this huge pile of fuck shit
All I know is that if you go pee right after, which you should be doing anyway, to prevent
a UTI,
you push, and that shit will plop into the toilet, and you'll see it, and it's different from pee, and you will see it falls out. So, yeah. Or sometimes it'll look like spit dripping out of it, and that's also
and
it.
Another girl commented and said that it leaks out of her for days at a time.
Oh my God, bitch.
I was like, what is this group? Is this a group of fucking degenerate pussies or what?
Your clothes stink. Could you imagine?
No. I've never experienced any of these things. No. So I was like, does this happen? Am I abnormal? Like,
am I walking around with cum leaking out for days?
Like, no. How come you couldn't get it out all at once? Like, I what the fuck?
That's grossing me out. And it stank. Why does it stink?
Why does it stink? Maybe his body fluid is not mixing well with your body fluid and is throwing the pH off.
Yeah. But in which case, you need to treat BV.
Yeah. And tell him to stop coming in you.
Yeah. How about pull it out and shoot it somewhere unless you're trying to make a baby?
Your face is a good place.
Right. Your titties. What the fuck? Your ass. Unless you're trying to make a baby and if you're having them kind of problems, yeah, just stop finishing there.
Yeah, it was a mess. And all I could do was sit on the porch and just die laughing because I'm like, I'm really old.
Soak a tampon in purple Fabuloso.
Stick it up there.
Stick it up there and leave it there all day. And I promise the smell will go away. You won't have skin down there.
You can also get one of those wax melts, you know?
The Glade things?
Yeah, you put the wax melts in there.
Oh, like for the candle diffuser.
Yeah, and it'll just melt out.
Put that up there and your body heat will warm it up.
Yeah.
And it'll smell like a fucking pumpkin pie candle. Essential oil. It'll smell like warm apple pie.
It'll smell like holidays. Holidays are coming up.
Get the Christmas tree scented.
Get your pine scented pussy fucking wax.
Pussy melts. That's what you guys do. Duh.
Fuck.
Duh. What the fuck?
Shove anything up there that smells good. I mean.
Yeah, anything.
Strawberry Mints, shortcake dolls.
Gum. Gum. Altoids.
That's what it's there for.
It's a pocket for things that smell good.
It's a pocket vacuum. Suck shit up.
I can't believe the amount
grown
of
women,
adults that don't know about their bodies.
Women, like well into their 20s.
Everybody needs to just be as nasty and foul as us so you have the knowledge.
Right. Me and like four other women were commenting under all those fuck comments like, no, 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 do not fucking douche. Why are you sticking your fist up there to dick? This bitch said, why is your pussy coagulating cum? And why are you having to descale it?
Right. Are you making candles in there? Like, what are you? You're making your own candles.
Is it coming beeswax? Like, what the fuck?
Is it thick? That, oh, God.
I'm going to vomit. I'm going to vomit. Don't.
So this is important. You have to be as open and vulgar as we are so that it's a funny conversation to have.
Right.
And knowledge is being shared. Don't be a prude. Ask grandma mom. Like, you know what I mean?
No, I crack jokes with my girls to make them uncomfortable and funny.
And like, open thing. Like, you know? Because I'll be damned if my daughters are fucking...
running around sticking their fingers up their puss.
Leaking cum everywhere and not knowing...
Talk about why is it stinking. Like, this is unreal.
No daughters of mine.
No, none of mine.
Absolutely fucking not.
I was blown away. I was absolutely blown away.
All right.
Are you going to give us a Dom story?
I didn't come up with one this time, but I gotta think about a good one, and then next week I'll share.
Let me think. I don't have a good Dom story, obviously.
I was just
going
to say, wait a minute.
Wait, do you have a secret?
You're like, wait, I might have a few.
I was just trying to think if I have a good story to share. A dad story?
Rob's like, a dad story.
Your stupid fucking dad. Your batshit ass dad. Tell us about it.
Please.
Did
you tell the one about him escaping? Yeah, you talked about him escaping from prison. Didn't he come out in the laundry?
No, he walked out the kitchen.
Oh.
He walked out the kitchen and cut out. He was like, peace out, West County. Nobody gives a fuck that I'm supposed to be
here. West County is a weird fucking jail. They give you a key to your cell. I was in West County not that long ago.
Billy had a key to the outside.
They give you personal keys to your cell, so you come in and out as you please to, like, go to the bathroom and whatnot. And I told people that, and their mind was blown. They were like, what? I mean, it's not to the outside, but you go in and out your room. Like, it's weird.
I have a funny little kid story. You want to hear it?
Yeah, of course.
So when I was little, like I've said before, I have three brothers, really, but my one brother has a different mom, and his mom and him want nothing to do with me and my other two brothers, so whatever, fuck them. And so I have two brothers that I grew up with that I'm really close to, one of them being only 13 months younger than me, so we were either best friends or funkin'. And we were little and we would fight. I would hold him down and, like, spit on his face or, like, scratch my butt and rub it on his nose.
You guys were that close.
Yeah, we're only, we're Irish. I thought you guys were pretty much like Irish twins.
Yeah, I thought you guys were, like, 2 years apart.
No, Will and I are 13 months.
Wow.
Yeah, he's a year younger. So I would do fucked up shit, like hold him down and spit on his face or hold him down and, like, rub my butthole and put it above his, under his nose. Like, foul shit, right? So fast forward to years, I'm a mom. My daughters at the time are 4 and 2. My girls are 22 months apart. And we're driving in the car, and all of a sudden, Stevie starts screaming bloody fucking murder. She's crying. And I look in my rearview mirror, and Naya, they're in car seats this time, and Naya is, like, fucking holding her hand over her mouth trying not to laugh. And Stevie is, like, in full-on freak out, like, red face, tears, fucking hysterics. And I'm like, I'm a really calm mom, so I'm like, what the fuck is going on? You know, I start screaming hella loud, no, what the fuck, thinking something's going
on.
That
someone's hurt.
And Stevie's like, Naya! Naya! Naya gave me, and I fucking knew it, Naya gave me nose stink! At 4 years old, Naya had dug in her butt and rubbed it on Stevie's fucking nose.
A nose stink.
A nose stink. And I was like, oh, my God. She's a genetically mutated cunt like her mother. Because
she got it. You never taught her that.
I never heard that story. She never heard that fucking story. Mind you, I was like 8 when I was doing nose stink to my brother. I wasn't 4.
And she inherited the nose stink. The bitch gene.
And fucking, as soon as I opened that fucking car door, I grabbed Stevie and I smelled her face, and I looked at Naya and I was like, you're in motherfucking trouble. And I had to take Stevie and Chevron and wash her face. Bitch,
because her face smelled bad.
Like ass.
Oh, my God.
I wanted to beat the fuck. Oh, I wanted to beat the fuck out of Naya. I wanted to beat her so bad.
Oh my God. But you also wanted to punch yourself because she got it
from you. I was having to hide my fucking laughter.
Yeah.
I was, like, biting the insides of my cheeks, but I was really mad. I was like, your sister's face smells like a butthole, you stupid bitch. Like, come on. You're 4, bitch. How do you know how to even do that?
How did you know?
Why are you dirty Sanchezing your fucking sister at 4?
Stop giving Stevie a dirty Sanchez in the car seat. God damn it.
In car seat.
You guys, knock it off.
Knock it the fuck off, dude.
Oh, my
God.
That's
just one of many.
Isn't that amazing how you just pass on things without even fucking any knowledge or effort?
No. I mean, she was so little. We had never told that story. There's no way.
No, there's no way she would have known.
She just instinctually knew to be a fucking cunt. She was like, this is going to get her where it hurts. Smell this. Mom hasn't given us a bath today.
Oh, my God. That's the funniest story ever. Baby Dirty Sanchez.
Baby Dirty Sanchez.
Well, thank you for sharing. You got to tease them about that when they're old in front of their boyfriends or husbands.
Oh, I have so many.
Yeah. Like, guess what these bitches used to do?
They're dirty. They're dirty.
They're dirtier than you ever imagined.
You want to know why her nickname is Sanchez?
Crazy.
All right.
All right. Well, thank you guys for listening. Please go and subscribe and rate and review on the iTunes, please.
Yes, because we are rated. We basically are, our podcast is like judged on whether or not it's successful or not by the amount of ratings and reviews.
Yeah. It takes like 2 seconds.
iTunes is really simple. For Android users, the easiest way is to go to Google Play, and then they have a Google Podcast, and you can actually subscribe there and leave a review. Please. And we will love you forever.
Oh, and follow our Instagram.
Hello, it's Dysfunction.
Yeah. Please. What we do is we post photos in relation to the fucking shit we talk about.
I don't have any dirty Sanchez photos. Sorry.
But you might have a childhood photo of
you guys. Find a picture of someone digging cum out of their vagina.
No. You could post the fucking conversation.
I can't. I didn't screenshot it.
Oh, shit. Well, we'll share the gas station salads and stuff.
Yeah. So, suck it easy.
Good night. Go to bed.